Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Talking sports with you as you start your day.
This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery,
with Mark Howard, Lane Bishop, and Kevin Ingram.
The Wake Up Zone. We are powered by the Tennessee Lottery. This is 104.5 The Zone. Have a little fun with those June instant games. Go by any Tennessee Lottery retailer to play today. Alongside Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, I'm Kevin Ingram. Jonathan Schaefer is our producer. Later on the hour, the Monday Morning Facial. We'll get to that in about 15 minutes or so. We're going to bring in, to begin the hour, the longtime voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores from Learfield IMG College, Joe Fisher. Joe, what's happening this morning?
Hey, Kevin, how you doing? I'm just packing for Omaha.
There you go. Now, you've done this before. You have to pack for like 2 weeks, don't you?
It's the only trip where you have to prepare to do laundry, yeah, which is fine. Yeah, I've been in 14 and 15. We were there for 15 days, so it can be quite a run.
Joe, all the trips to the College World Series are special, but how much extra appreciation is there around that program for this one, just given all the things that have happened since 2015?
Well, I think this is the biggest one in terms of this is the first time that the Commodores have lost the first game in a Super Regional and come back to win it. They had their backs against the wall, and of course, you get the epic performance by Kumar Rocker. That's one of the great pitching performances I've ever seen, and I'm sure you were there. You saw it as well, and he writes himself into the history books at Vanderbilt, and then to go ahead and finish this thing off and get to Omaha is very special with this group. It's a team that is, the talk has been all along, is this the greatest Vanderbilt team ever? And you can quantify that however you want to, but they're a team that won the regular season, that won the SEC tournament, that won the regional, and now has won the Super Regional and advanced the World Series. They have certainly put themselves in a position to be talked about as the greatest Vanderbilt team ever.
Joe, the no-hitter was spectacular. I appreciate you letting me hang out and watch it there. Regardless of the pitch count, how do you think the way the game was going helped Rocker as he threw those last couple innings where he'd go out there, he's only out on the mound for a short time with the strikeouts and get right back to the dugout, and then had a longer time off the field with the team having some base runners and so forth?
And I'm not so sure, Kevin, and you were there as well. I mean, I'm not so sure this guy is built. He could throw 150 pitches. I just think, and when you look at the pitches he threw in the ninth inning, and he strikes out the side in the ninth, he threw a 97-mile-an-hour fastball in the ninth inning. Mm. He doesn't fake. He doesn't waver. He never hands. And he just, for whatever reason, has the mentality and the ability physically to not fall and let things slide. And so I think they were very comfortable with him in that regard. Now, I would tell you, and Tim Corbin told me, when they went to the ninth, it was batter by batter because it's only 3-0, with a team that had scored 10 runs in the eighth inning the night before. So you've got to at least pay attention. But, boy, he was just nails. He was lights out, unbelievably good. And a game that Scott Brown would tell you probably was the easiest game he called because I think it was fastball slider the entire night. That's all it was. The amazing thing to me was 19 strikeouts and I believe 19 swinging strike threes. And I would tell you all 19 were sliders. It was just a phenomenal performance.
Joe Fisher, our guest, the voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, headed back to Omaha in the College World Series.
Well, Joe, I guess I'm go somewhere else, to another guy that's going to be in the major, and that's J.J. Blade. How long do you think he'll be in the minors before he gets to the bigs?
That's a good question, Blaine, because here's a guy that certainly has the bat. He bats over 300. He can hit for power, obviously, with 26 home runs on the year, leading the country in that regard. He can hit to all fields, as you see. He's a guy that, you talk about drawing something special. It was interesting, Indiana State did it, and then Duke did it as well. When J.J. came to the plate, they sent four outfielders there. It was like slow-pitch softball. They put four guys in the outfield. They sent their second baseman out into the right field corner. They had four across there. They put three infielders on the right side and nobody on the left side of the diamond. It was totally wide open. So it was really a drastic change and a shift to try to slow him down. And still, he delivered, you know, an RBI in the game yesterday. You know, he's got all the tools. He's an excellent defensive player. He has a terrific arm, a plus arm in right field. And so I think this is a guy that could be on the fast track to get to the major leagues, because he can give you everything: power, speed, the arm. He has all the tools, has a chance to be a really, really good player.
Joe, I thought that Austin Martin's at bat in the second inning, ten pitch at bat where he hit his second home run. I thought that was a really important point in the game yesterday, because that's sort of who Vanderbilt is, you know, ringing up pitch counts. And then yesterday, the ball was carrying and taking advantage of that.
I thought Marquez was the dagger. I really did at the time, because he just kept fighting off pitch after pitch after pitch. You know, you get to a 10-pitch at bat, and then on the 10th, he gets it out of the ballpark. At that point, I thought it was over. I really did. That was to me, kind of a microcosm of what this team is all about. They just battle you and battle you and battle you, and finally you make a mistake and they make you pay for it. And you could go back through this game and see when a team falls behind, when a pitcher falls behind 2-0 in a count, and you think, okay, you're going to get a 2-0 fastball, and you do, and guys just rip it. You know, Steven Scott, rips one into right field, or Julian Infante rips one opposite field for a home run. These guys are very smart in the game of baseball, and when they're patient at the plate, they get themselves into positive positions, in the count, they make the other team pay. And it was interesting talking to Patrick Raby after the game last night, Mark, because, he's a senior, and he's got an all-time career wins leader, got the win last night. And I asked him, I said, well, you had to be kind of worrying that maybe this thing was going to finish and you weren't going to get that opportunity to go to Omaha and fulfill that dream. And he said, never worry about it. Never thought that was a problem. I knew we would flush Friday and move on. And then Kumar, doing what he did, sort of picked everybody up. And this is a team that just believes, and I've been around a lot of these Vanderbilt teams and some great ones, but this is a team that fully believes they can win every time out. It's just amazing to watch.
The comeback in the SEC championship game, Joe, and just the way they won this super regional, sometimes it's nice to have some adversity. How do you think that sets them up for Omaha in the wake of those two things?
I think it helps them a lot, Mark, because as you guys have talked about earlier, I mean, this is about a team that has seen a lot of adversity. I mean, they cruised through the regular season. They cruised through the SEC tournament. They cruised through the national regional. They've not been in situations where they've had their back against the wall very often. To have been in that situation and answer, I think, is big, because you've got to be able to deal with adversity in Omaha, whether it's going to be, a starting pitcher stepping up and doing something special, whether it's going to be somebody out of the bullpen that does something they haven't done all year. And I would tell you, if you go back through a lot of the teams that have had success in Omaha, there is somebody that steps up out of the blue that you would not expect, that gives you a quality at bat or a quality pitching inning or whatever. That's going to have to happen. But I totally agree. I think this was a very big plus for them to have their backs against the wall and be able to fight their way out and play the way to Omaha. I think that's a big plus for them.
When will they find out what the schedule will be like? Will that be after all the games are done today?
I would assume so, Kevin. Yeah, I think so. It's interesting because now with UCLA out, we know the highest seed that's still there. But I don't know. They have not determined when the brackets, there's two 14 brackets. One will play on Saturday, one will play on Sunday. We know we're playing Louisville, but just don't know when. And it's kind of interesting that we get Louisville again. We just finding each other, don't we?
Yeah, I said you're playing Louisville because, of course, you're playing Louisville.
But it's funny because if you're a Vanderbilt fan, you kind of like it, because in 2014, we played Louisville in the first game of the College World Series, beat them, and went on to win the national championship. So maybe that's a good omen. But I would assume by the end of today, we'll know exactly when and where we play.
Well, But Joe, congratulations. Again, it was cool to be part of some this weekend, and looking forward to Omaha. Thanks a lot for the time this morning.
Thanks, Kevin. Good to be with you.
All right, man. Joe Fisher, longtime voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, will make his fourth trip to Omaha for the College World Series. He knows all the spots after spending about 30 days out there in 2014 and 2015. Wow.